On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber, that's us. Matt channels the Chili Peppers for Hits From Your Hood, Safety Bay.
We experienced an earthquake in Perth.
Our final preparations for Rockstar.
And Wildcat skipper, Damian Martin.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
The Big Breakfast Catch-Up is for ABC Blind's Style Up for Spring Sale.
Beautiful.
Sometimes I hear that it's too far from the city. Sometimes I hear that things are better up north. But this suburb I live in caresses the ocean. You can see Penguin Island, smell the seaweed at night.
Nice.
I drive along Reed Street, head past Georgetown Oval, take a right towards the ocean, watch the day roll on by. It's the bay that is calling, so come safe for swimming. I told work I had gastro, now that is a lie. And I just wanna always feel like I do today, walking on a sandy beach, right here in Safety Bay. And if you want a chip, buddy, $3 and it tastes great. I never need to go to Perth, we got two IGAs. Yeah, yeah, it's hard to believe that you don't know more about us, the things that you'll see along Malibu Road. The world, it's in my hands, looking back south from North Sands. I'm kiteboarding with friends, together we fly. Now check this out, vocal evolution. Spend too much time away. I've never seen a place I love as much as Safety Bay. They call this place Waikiki. It's a big stretch, but that's okay. I just never want to leave my home in Safety Bay.
Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber.
The 5.4 magnitude earthquake happening down Walpole Way, and we felt it in the city here as well.
Yes, absolutely.
I didn't know what that was.
No, I didn't feel it because I was in the car rushing to work because I was late. Not rushing, not speeding.
Bit of a sleep in this morning, hey?
Oh, well, I didn't mean to. I don't know what happened, but I was late.
That's what caused the earthquake. That's what you're up to.
Me walk stomping around the house.
No, we were sitting here at the office and we suddenly started to, myself and Claire Z and producer Tom, felt the desk start to sort of shake, like it was kind of this weird movement. I thought I was having a dizzy spell.
Oh, did you? See, I just thought it was my leg, which is always moving, touching the desk.
Yeah, because you've got the shakes like that.
So I think I apologised for the earthquake.
Well, I could feel a bit of it. I thought it was a bit of a dizzy spell. I pushed my chair back from the desk and just sort of had a moment to myself quietly because I thought I was just having that moment. And then Tom went, did you guys feel that? What is that? And then Clezzy and I were convinced it was the train line running underneath Subi, underneath the building. Yeah, were like, it's the train. But there were no trains running at that time.
Well, I mean, as I said, I completely missed it. But on Facebook, I guess it is, or Twitter, Chelsea Beaver has said that she was in her 20-story apartment block in South Perth.
Mm.
And it was swaying and creaking so much that she literally struggled to stand up.
Mm. Yeah, I'm worried about the word cracking. That doesn't sound good.
No.
No, as in a 20-story apartment, but anyway.
Sure.
Debbie said
it was creaking. Oh, no, cracking.
No, the cracking's there. Yeah.
Debbie said it was very strong in Dunsborough, that she woke to the bed shaking. It felt like someone was standing at the head of the bed shaking it.
Ah.
Hey, finally, stuff happening in WA.
It's amazing. You slept through it, man. Yeah. Hey, this came from management this morning.
To me, it lasted forever. I'd say around about 2 minutes. I've never heard anything like it. I honestly thought it was like a big gust of wind. And then when I realised that the whole house was shaking, I realised, this isn't wind, this is an earthquake.
And so something just a little bit more, 5.4 magnitude this morning.
Now, we have had a bit of seismic activity of late.
Have we?
Well, yeah, because, wasn't there another one near Walpole not that long ago?
I don't know, you're telling the story.
Well, usually we're on a very stable continent.
Pretty generally stable,
Or maybe I'm making it up, I don't know.
I wish I could back you in, I just don't know it.
To be honest, I was all ears, hoping you knew the story for me.
No. Yeah, well, that's pulled out of nowhere, what I just said, so.
We're going to have people calling up going, no, Matt's right, there was
it. Yeah, probably, well, I'm happy for that. 133353, it's the place to give us a call.
I remembered that Dasha had a kid, so I mean, from The Bachelorette, so I reckon I can remember a bit of seismic activity.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think that's probably definitely happened. But
maybe there's an earthquake with Dasha and, what's her name, Dasha.
Dasha. Dasha.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
The earthquake was this morning. It was 5.4 magnitude. Jimmy Barnes singing somewhere.
Yes.
That's probably what it was. An earthquake this morning felt around the southwest and in Perth.
Yes.
We felt it here in Subi only for moments, about 15 seconds, and it was a weird sort of just dizzy feeling, not necessarily shaking.
Yep.
But we want to know if you've experienced it. Joe Shepherd in Denmark. We
part
know
of
who
the
you are.
Family. Hey, Joe.
Familiar name there.
Hello, how
are
you going?
Hey, it wasn't my brother that made the earth move, was it, Joe?
Oh, dear.
This is Captain Paul's sister.
Not going to give you that
information.
In-law. No. Now, Joe, what have you experienced in Denmark?
Yeah, well, certainly this is our third now, and it was certainly a wake-up for us. It was like just a loud rumble, like thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And, so the house shook. It went on for quite a long time, this one, actually, about a minute. And I kind of was lying in bed thinking, okay, at which point do I need to start looking for safety after a minute?
Yeah.
I think things were shaking on the windowsill. And, yes, it seems like a bit of a common occurrence at the moment.
So there has been a few of late, Joe?
Yay, Matt's right.
Yeah, this is the third we've felt.
Okay, wow.
I also enjoy that even though there's an earthquake happening, you still don't want to get out of bed.
Yeah,
Like, you're like, how long do I have to wait before I get out of
this?
It
feels safe under the blankets, though, doesn't it?
Well, I did. We all laid there, and then I thought, no, I'm going to get up just in case I need to get to safety.
I'll take a little bit of action.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, thanks for the call this morning and putting up with your brother-in-law's joke.
Thank you.
See you, Joe.
See ya, bye.
Let's go to South Perth. Kathy, did you feel the quake this morning?
Oh, yes, I did. The earth moved for me for the very first time in a long time.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm downstairs, and a bit later I walk upstairs, and it looks like I've been robbed. There's glass everywhere.
Things had smashed and you thought you'd been robbed.
I've been robbed.
Oh.
Then I've got a handbag still sitting on the sink and, you know, lots of stuff untouched, but just glass everywhere.
Oh.
Something's fallen and smashed all over the floor.
And you're just in South Perth, Kathy?
South Perth, yes.
Wow. Okay. Thanks, Kath.
Thanks, Kathy.
No worries.
Bit of shrapnel around the place. Let's go to Harvey City itself. G'day, Tiny. How are you?
Hey, boys and girls, how are we?
Oh, Tiny, our old friend. Mate. What have you experienced in Harvey?
Well, I didn't think I'd make this call, to be honest. It was a bit frightening. Well, it was frightening, but it was exciting as well. About at the 6 minutes past five, I did sit, felt the bed move, and I thought, struth, I'm not the lightest sleeper, as you'd probably know, being the size I am. But, it woke me up, and it was exciting, but it was pretty dangerous. Well, not dangerous, but frightening as well. So it did rocket, and it lasted about 10 seconds, I suppose.
Okay.
So, all right. Yeah, so, and not much happened in Harvey, so that was pretty
Yeah, it was a real highlight, yeah. Yeah, it was exciting and it was dangerous and it was all happy, Cody.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. No, we'll probably have a walk through the streets now, open the town up. So
yeah, I put a plaque up.
Yeah, so, and I did speak to my friend who lives in Lake Muir.
Right,
and, yeah, he said it was almost terrifying, but very exciting at the same time.
Right,
so it's interesting.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks, Tiny. Lovely to hear your voice
great
again.
Great to hear you.
Good to hear you, champ.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt, and Kimber.
Share your talents. Share in 10 grand. It's the Big Breakfast's rock star for the Red Hot Summer Tour, Empire Bar, and Mix 94.5.
The day is here ahead of the night tonight, which is going to be a beauty with our 5 finalists on
Absolutely.
Stage.
Absolutely. And you know what? It doesn't matter. As long as you're acting like a rock star, you're behind the most wonderful band with 80s Underground. Just let go.
Yeah, we went for ordinary people who are good singers, that are, you know, as good as everybody else. You can sing in the shower and you can give it a go. But we thought when we team you up with a band, you are going to sound amazing.
Yeah. The key is if you've ever dreamt of being a rock star, that's what it's all about.
It certainly is. Yeah. You'd be standing in your bedroom with a tennis racket pretending you're a rock god.
I practiced with a water bottle this week.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I sang into a water bottle. That's what I was carrying around the house.
Were you having sips in between?
Yeah, you're so sensible to keep hydrated.
Shane, Gabby, Ashley, Harry and Trish will be on stage tonight. There's a share of $10,000 going around.
Yeah.
So it is brilliant. But we've been doing a little bit of practicing.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. You've got to practice.
Matt was having a practice this morning.
Yeah,
this
at work.
Yeah, this was in the office this morning, right? Yeah, 5:30.
There must be something we can talk about. And maybe there's something that we...
What?
I'm practicing.
I
know,
I
want to
do stuff.
Oh, I'm going to work like it's a workplace.
Unbelievable.
Kimber telling you off?
Well, you're trying to, you know, create magic.
We sit next to each other in here and you sit next to each other in the desk.
Hear how loud that was? He's at the desk right next to me.
You had your headphones on.
Who are you? Ivor Davies over there?
I'm trying to be.
Yeah, I was in another room, so I didn't get told off by Kimber.
I wish that I had Jessie's girl. I wish that I had Jessie's girl.
Ooh.
Where can I find a woman like that?
Oh, it's high.
Oh, dear. Houston, we have a problem.
A huge problem.
Can I give you a note?
I would love a note.
I was taught this.
Can it be not as high as that note?
No, but when you're going for a high note, in your mind, look down on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I tell you my note back? Is that I'm
Shut
not
up.
Going. No, I love a note. You're a good experience. I'm not an experienced singer, but I'm not going for the high note.
Okay.
I'll just gravel it out a bit.
Do it.
If I could give a note for next year, that would be practice your song first before you tell the band what song you'd like to do.
Oh, this is a note to yourself.
Yeah, because I didn't do that, and I thought... Okay. Annie Lennox, sure, I can recreate that.
Easy.
I'm basically Annie all over. Yeah. I'm really struggling. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I've been running the song a bunch of times, singing along with Annie. Yes.
Right.
And then yesterday I thought I might test myself with some instrumental versions. So I found the karaoke version of Sweet Dreams on the computer and I played that.
Yeah.
Turns out when Annie Lennox isn't singing with me, I don't know the lyrics.
Oh, dear.
So I go into the wrong chorus or the wrong verse at any time, and I'm not nailing it yet.
Look,
so I've got to do it today.
Let's be honest, she wasn't much of a singer, was she? You know, she wasn't much of a... Just pick one of the greatest British pop singers ever.
I mean, Kimber, I have a note for you. Just hold your head up and move along.
Oh, man. Honestly, I feel like I'm going to massacre this thing tonight.
That's a lyric from the song.
I'm sorry.
And you've got more notes than Mozart this morning.
And no, the thing is, I know more of the lyrics than Kimber does.
I know. I'm like, I might need someone to jump up with me.
Perfect solution. Paul. You're doing all of our songs. That's going to be great, bro. We're looking forward to the fun of the night and just rock star it up. That's what we'll be
doing. Have fun. Yeah.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Talking basketball with Damian Martin from the Perth Wildcats.
Yeah, it's one of those nights in our city against the Bullets, the Red Army out in force. G'day, Skipper. How are you, mate?
I'm good. I'm nervous there's going to be no one at Perth Arena because obviously Rockstar is on. Everyone's going to be at Empire Bar.
Stop it.
It could be a no-show. And Kimber, I believe you've bitten off more than you can chew. What are you doing
big
there?
Big time.
Not the first time.
Big time. I've chosen a song and I said, that song's going to be great before I really thought about it and tried it at home.
She picked Annie Lennox, one of the greatest singers in British pop history. Can you believe it?
I'm hoping it's a quick game tonight so I can get over there and hear it. I can't miss it.
We'll film it for you.
Bring the Bullets with you.
Yeah,
bring
come on over, boys. Bullets. They'll understand. They'll understand.
Well, okay. Damo, I mean, you are on tonight. I've got to say, playing up against Brisbane Bullets, and they've got the three-point machine Cam Glidden, mm-hmm. who's a WA boy who the Perth Wildcats tried to poach and we didn't quite manage to secure him, and then he nailed 6 three-pointers on the weekend against Adelaide. So how many dudes have we got on him tonight?
Just a reminder of how close we were to getting him, but nope, no cigar. He is one of the best players in the league and definitely possibly the best shooter outside of Bryce Cotton. So, yeah, whoever guards him tonight has a big game ahead of them. He went for 27 points, which was a career high in round one, and then he beat that last weekend with 29. So he's in the hottest form of his career.
Do you ever stand in front of him and go, miss, miss, miss?
I'll try anything. I might start singing Annie Lennox to him tonight if that'll work.
Sweet dreams are made of exactly. this. Hey, what about Bryce? Bryce Cotton, is he injured? Is he okay? We saw a bit on the news last night.
Oh, yeah. When there's an injury or a bump at training, you kind of move on thinking they'll be fine. When it happens to Bryce Cotton, we all stop and like, oh, please. any belief you had, you prayed to that person. But no, he's a tough young fella, so he'll be fine.
He's okay.
But we did, take a big gulp and think, what has happened? Yeah. But Cotton no, he'll be fine.
Yeah. Last week against the Breakers, some of the younger guys stepped up and had a fantastic time. Trevor was very pleased.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, Reece Vega has been a development player for 5 years. Rewarded him this year with a full contract. He was fantastic. And then Sunday Detch, who he didn't start playing until he was 16. He's from South Sudan, moved over here. Oh, sorry, he's born and bred here, but parents are from South Sudan. 16 before he picked up a basketball.
Yeah.
And at the age of 25, now he's a full contracted player. So I was over the moon to see those two, but they remind me in the gym how much older I am.
Oh, do they?
I'm requesting Cold Chisel or someone like that on the speakers, and they're like, who's this? And then they name some young pup, and I'm like, oh, well, I am a lot older, aren't I? So enjoy your Fortnite. Yeah, go and play Fortnite. I'll talk about the 80s. Yeah.
Mate, that's funny. I spent a little bit of time with your good mate, Greg Heyer, during the week. Uh-huh. Right? And he was telling me about how much you guys love playing in front of the Illawarra crowd, which, of course, is on Sunday. How bad does it get there when you travel?
They sit some of the most ruthless spectators right behind our bench. So, you know, if you've never been, you know, made fun of, I'll put it politely, then you will once you get to Illawarra. So it's any heckling from minor PG stuff where they make fun of your haircuts to some stuff that gets quite personal. So, no, you get used to it and you start laughing about it. And after the game, you turn around, they clap and shake your hand and have a laugh. But when you're young, you know, you'll see some of the younger fellas start sinking into their chair. Like, how they know that about me as a 16-year-old. Like, they do their research. They get quite personal, but it's pretty funny.
Is it true sometimes it's the players' wives?
Yeah, a few years ago.
Really?
Something that can't repeat it on air. I heard it, and it was aimed at Jesse Wagstaff. So Jesse insists on standing up a lot on the bench. You know, he's a great teammate. So something happens, he'll get up and clap. But because of how close they sit to the court, these hecklers, it was actually Reece Martin's wife, she got up and was like, sit down, Wagstaff. And so he continued to stand up and clap longer than usual. And then the next thing that came out of her mouth made us all go, wow.
Oh, really? Really?
But I addressed it with Reece on the court and he had to laugh and goes, I'll speak to her after the game.
Are there a bunch of fans that are like super polite?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere you go, there's the really nice ones. And some will say, oh, I'm really sorry about them. You know, they're not like the rest of us fans. We appreciate you guys coming over here. But look, it's a home court advantage.
Yeah.
Like I said, the longer you're there, the more you actually appreciate and start to look forward to what they come up with, what wittiness or craziness they'll come up with at the next game. And I expect no different on Sunday.
Absolutely. And, mate, there's a special force behind this team this year because the great Jack Bendat, you know, the man behind this club, has lost his beloved Eleanor this year. So there's just that little extra reason to win a title.
There really is. And Jack attended his first game since the passing of his wife last weekend, so he didn't come for the 2 weeks following it. But to see him, you know, he's in a wheelchair now, rolled into the locker room. It meant a lot to the players that he's making that extra effort to still support the team, even though his heart's broken. So, you know, he's been a hell of an owner, and the least we can do is keep notching up wins, in particular at home when he's in the crowd.
And you're travelling for the Hawks game because you want to?
Yeah, I wouldn't miss it. I'll bring a pen and paper and learn a few new heckles. So we'll see how we go.
Okay, right, all the best.
The Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt, and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. Rockstar. She's a really good news
reader, but here's what Belinda missed. You're a rock star, Annie Lennox over there. Hey, guys, you know, there's people. Do you believe those people who go, oh, I don't care about age, it's just a number?
Well, I'm one of them.
Just discount those people.
I'm one of them, but I might say that in a few more years' time.
Okay, right.
I used to think I was a bit Peter Pan-ish, that I looked younger than I was, and then I did 3 years of Breakfast Radio, and now I feel like I look a lot older than I am.
Oh, we get it. We get it. Can relate.
Yeah, we're all 39. We look 69. Yeah. Look, age, as we've been talking about, is a deceptive thing. It's a funny thing, unless you've done too much of it, of course, and there is a Dutch man who's coming, well, he wants to work against the system, or at least against the numbers. A 69-year-old Dutch man, his name is Emil Rattelband.
Mm-hmm.
Emil wants to legally make himself 20 years younger to boost his dating prospects with younger women.
Oh, on his profile.
Absolutely. So he wants to legally change his birth date from March 11, 1949, and then take another 20 years off, make it March 11, 1969. So it can be on his license, his passport, and all of his particulars. All his
Why doesn't
details.
He just do what everyone else does on Tinder and lie?
Lie, yeah.
Like everyone else, you want to be 20 years younger? Just say you are.
He's actually gone to the point of taking this to court, right?
Yeah,
to do it.
Yeah, he's actually suing. So he wants to help his chances of finding younger prospects on Tinder, in particular, on the dating app. And he says, when I'm on Tinder, he goes, basically there's a lot of age bias. So people will discount me straight away when they know that I'm 69.
Well, yeah, because they don't want to be with a 69-year-old.
Exactly.
Unless they're 69.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I want to be, I've got more prospects. When I say I'm 69, I don't get any hits. When I say I'm 49, I do. Yeah, because we're looking for dudes in that demo, mate. Yeah,
funny that, isn't it? What about those people who put the photo on and it's a photo from 1985? You know, that happens a lot. And then you roll up to the coffee date and you go, that's not the same person.
No, and we did look him up.
I've Googled this guy.
He looks all right. I mean, he looks good for 69.
Yeah. He says he looks 49. I'm telling you, he doesn't look 69. I'll give him that. He doesn't look like he's nearly 70, but he doesn't look 49 either.
Well, he says he's got a 45-year-old's body and calls himself a young god. Oh. I've tried that, Emil. It doesn't work.
We'll be the judge of that, though.
And, you can change your name, of course, because that was something that was bestowed upon you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can go, well, actually, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But your birth date is your birth date.
Well, pretty hard
His
to work
argument,
it.
Though, is he's saying you can change your name and you can even change your gender. Why shouldn't I be able to change my age? I'm like, sorry, mate. That's when you were born. You can't. You're 69, no matter how you look at it.
Well, the Dutch are very open-minded people. So, I'll go for it, Emil.
Yeah,
do whatever you want.
Let's see what happens when it comes down to court.
You want some cake?
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt, and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Matt McLaughlin, and welcome to Mix 94.5.
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Matt, where will you be commemorating the centenary this year?
I'll be alongside many thousands of other Aussies at the Australian National Memorial at Villers Bretonneux in France. So it's going to be quite a special occasion for all the people that are there.
And what will be happening at the ceremony where you are?
It's going to be a fairly subdued affair. It's an officially organised commemoration service. So there's commemorative services taking place all across France, but this is one very heavily focused on the Australians, and it's out at our National Memorial. And at 11 a.m, the moment the guns fell silent, we're all going to come together to pay our respects.
Hey, Matt, this in so many ways affected Australia and a hell of a lot. You know, if you're talking about 62,000 lives lost, our population wasn't that much 100 years ago, was it?
No, that's right. It was a huge contribution Australia made to the war, and we paid a very high price for our participation in that war. So, when you say those numbers, 62,000 killed, it's just extraordinary. And we have no way today of fully comprehending what that meant for the families, what it meant for the communities, for all those thousands of men that never came back. Just an extraordinary number of dead.
I mean, relatively, it'd be like losing hundreds of thousands now. It's just incredible, wiping out such so many in particular men.
Yeah, absolutely. And today, when we lose one soldier in combat,
it's
quite rightly considered a tragedy. You know, we all stop to remember those soldiers who we lost in more recent conflicts. So you just imagine what it must have been like that just about every family on every street had lost a son or a father or a husband.
Mm.
And it's just terrible. It's why we have these huge war memorials in just about every town and community across Australia today.
Is it getting harder to reach the younger generations as we get further from the war, or do you think it's as relevant as ever?
That's a really great question. I'm actually not sure how this will play out in the coming years, because for a couple of decades now, young people in Australia have had an extraordinary connection with our Anzac history. But I'm not sure that will continue into the future. I certainly hope that it does, and I hope young people continue to embrace it. But you never know. I mean, it is a long time ago now we're talking about. And young people, thankfully, don't have a direct connection to war anymore, because for previous generations, just about every generation went off and fought and served, and people were very closely connected to these big wars. But we live in a relatively peaceful time now, so young people aren't directly affected anymore by war. But hopefully it will still resonate in years to come, and hopefully this centenary will just mark the start of a new era of remembrance.
Hey, Matt, we've got members of government there representing Australia as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's going to be here, but there will certainly be members of the government here, and the politicians always come out when there's an event like this.
Of course they do. Yeah, photo op.
So I mean, they're always welcome to be there, of course. But yeah. I think the most wonderful aspect is the literally thousands of just ordinary Australians that have made the trip all the way over here, and it's not the best time of year to be in France. It's quite cold here. And,
yeah.
It's just an extraordinary dedication that these people are showing to come all the way over here. I'm always immensely proud of my countrymen and women when you come to these remote little corners of the world and see so many Australians here.
It's hard to believe it's 100 years, isn't it, since Armistice? But, thoughts for those families of the lost Aussies, because they didn't get a body of their sons or fathers to come home and bury.
Yeah, that's very well said, and I think that's the most compelling aspect of this whole thing when you visit these cemeteries and see all these Australian burials and noting that none of them were sent home. It just makes you think about what it meant for those families and those communities who never got to visit those graves. So hopefully the pilgrims like us today who are travelling over here can do something to represent them.
Trebien, all the best, buddy.
Thanks for your time.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Share your talents. Share in 10 grand. It's the Big Breakfast rock star for the Red Hot Summer Tour, Empire Bar and Mix 94.5.
The big day of the big night is here. Tonight it happens at Empire Bar, and our five finalists hopefully haven't been over-singing in their rehearsals.
Yes, I'm sure they're all feeling very excited. We are.
I know. Well, we've got Shane, Gabby, Ashley, Harry and Trish tonight who are just going to be rocking that stage, putting on their leather pants.
I hope so.
Well, that's what you got to do. You got to be a bit rock and roll in there, don't you?
It's all about being a rock star tonight. We actually, if you make some mistakes singing, that's not the point.
Oh, we will.
It's about we certainly will. It's about being a rock star.
And, of course, that share of $10,000. Should we run through our finalists?
Yeah.
Here's a bit of Gabby.
Take another little piece of the heart now, baby.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Here's Shane.
I love to march while some Nazi calls a time.
Hear the emotion.
This is Ashley.
Strumming my pain with his fingers.
I can feel it, sister.
What a voice. Harry.
Feel there's no need for compromise. My reputation.
The voice.
And Trish.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Our five rock stars ready for action tonight. How good's that?
What a great selection of rock stars. Tonight's going to be really fun.
Damn straight.
Yeah,
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Julia Hayes is a board member of Big Kids, a kids charity that's become involved in this wonderful music-related initiative to bringing music education training back into public schools. And Julia, someone that you met on your travels, Matt.
I did, and we sat down and had a coffee one morning, and she told me about this initiative.
Yeah,
to bring music into underprivileged schools, and I just thought, well, we've got to talk about that. That's
so
great.
We thought we'd get her in. Julia Hayes, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here and see, for the first time in my life, a radio studio.
First time.
Yeah.
Well, Julia, what is it about music that makes it so great for children's education?
Well, I've done a lot of learning in the last few months, and what I know now is the neuroscience proves that the brain changes with music education. There's so much going on with your auditory, with your visual, and with your motor skills that the brain just goes mad trying to make sense of it all. And when it's gone mad and it's done all of that, you give a child numeracy and you give them arithmetic, English, anything, and the brain says, oh, this is easy. I can do that. After doing music, I can do that.
And I think most people hearing that would go, yeah, that makes sense to me. Music has such a powerful impact on me. And, of course, the sad thing and the reason that you're here is that, your access to that music and to that catalyst for learning is dependent on your postcode and how much money you've got.
Absolutely right. And now you have this fabulous documentary coming on Sunday from ABC. I think you would have seen some trailers.
Yeah. Oh, this is Don't Stop the Music.
Don't Stop the Music.
Right.
And the DOCO starts. It's actually Artemis Media in Frio.
Yep.
Over a period of 9 months, they were going to follow a school with no music education, no instruments, through to 9 months, where they actually ended up on the in the Perth Concert Hall with James Morrison,
yeah.
Guy Sebastian. Whopper, wow. UWA Conservatorium of Music. Oh, it's amazing. They chose Chalice Primary School in Armidale. I mean, they chose a Perth school. It's a national TV show, and they chose a Perth school. And they've taken those kids, and you'll see in the first episode on Sunday, you see them, they've never seen a musical instrument, the ones that we look at. And then they go over 9 months from that to being on a stage.
Yeah.
Now, they're not brilliant on the stage, but they're covered
Guy.
And,
yeah, of course,
and,
yeah.
It's just marvelous.
Yeah, it is brilliant. Because when he first came on Australian Idol, they did mention when he had the big afro, Guy Sebastian I'm talking about, they did mention that he was a music teacher. And I did notice that just last week there was a lot of things on the morning news, on the breakfast news, talking about how a music teacher in Australia, I believe it was in South Australia, was surprised by, with his music class around him, Guy Sebastian walked in. And there were tears in the room because of what it meant to have.
Oh, that's the ARIA Awards, which is going to happen in November.
Yeah, but just to see the joy that music brings. And to see this teacher have Guy Sebastian walk into the room to talk to his students, he was just ecstatic.
You'll see him in this doco, and he's gorgeous. He's wonderful with the kids. He ends up getting a little kid with a lot of medical problems to write a song with him. It's stunning.
And so how can people help Be Kids? Can we donate musical instruments? Can people who know how to read music or teach music donate their time?
Absolutely. Great question. Thank you. Be Kids, first of all, donate money if you can, and that will be to help the Chalice School continue with music teachers, external music teachers this year, because once the movie finished, the budget stopped.
Right.
And then you can't just leave the little kids who've been doing violin and guitar, and suddenly there's no music teacher for them.
Mm.
So bekids.org, that's not .com.au, but bekids.org.
You know, when you told me this story, I became really passionate about it because there are so many big problems in the world that are hard to solve. But when you know something is so positive for our children and it can be, you know, dealt with and enhanced by just giving them access to musical instruments, that feels like something we can actually achieve as a community. So great stuff.
Yes.
Hey, Julia, lovely to meet you. Great first time in the radio studio. You killed it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
For ABC Blinds, style up for spring sale. For a free measure and quote, head to abcblinds.com.au.
Think quick, win big. This is Mix 94.5's Pressure Test.
Already 18 degrees in many parts of the city on our way to a sunny 33. Beautiful day. Let's go to beautiful downtown Bull Creek. G'day, Alyssa. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're great. Alyssa, we're going to give you a category and a time limit, and you just need to provide the correct answers before the time runs out. For each correct answer, you'll win $10, but if you get everything, $250 is yours, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Alyssa, we're going to put 15 seconds on the clock for you, and your time will start once I've given you the category. Alyssa, we need you to list 5 countries starting with the letter A for apple.
Australia, Afghanistan, Africa, Argentina, Albania. I don't know.
Oh, Alyssa.
Argentina, Africa, Australia. Was that 4?
Yeah.
Looks like 4 to
Africa
me.
Africa was one of them, and that's not a country.
Oh, of course.
Australia, Afghanistan, Argentina, Albania, definitely right.
Yeah.
So the 4 of them.
4 of them.
There you go, Alyssa. Well done, though.
Oh, panic.
Yeah, fair enough, too. That clock ticks away very quickly. You did well.
Yeah, you were fast. So we can give you $40.
Thank you. That sounds like a good way to start a Friday.
Absolutely. Yeah,
it's the start of a trip to Albania. Well done. Thanks, Alyssa. Have a great weekend, too.
Thank you.
The Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
In November 1968, millions of double LPs were shipped to record stores worldwide for the November 22nd release of The Beatles' White Album. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Which of course, was just the Beatles at the time.
Yeah.
And then went on to be known as the White Album. It was their ninth studio album. They gave us a whole new trip. It was a whole other bag, this album. Back in the USSR, Dear Prudence, While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Oh, George.
Just classics. And to celebrate, today the Beatles have released a suite of lavishly presented White Album packages.
Sweet. Okay.
Now, they are, look, it's hard to explain what's in them all because it's like different packages give you different things, right?
Oh, really?
Well, essentially, I mean, you could get the Super Deluxe, for example, which is comprehensive, individually numbered 7-disc and digital audio collection.
Okay.
So there's, you know, different ones that'll have, that one's, you've got four, well, on CDs 4, 5, and 6, 50 additional recordings, mostly previously unreleased, from the White Album studio sessions.
Yep.
So you can hear lots of different things that you haven't heard before. There's a 4-LP vinyl box set, which is a limited edition. So they've got lots of different versions of the re-release of the Beatles album today. So
collectors will be going off.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, 50
so
years.
So many great tracks on it.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So check that out if you want to get something new and spoil yourself.
Mm. Beautiful.
I think it will be a bit of a spoil, that
yeah.
one.
Yeah, yeah,
I
true.
Think They're probably a bit costly, to be honest. Yeah. But hey, if you want it, do it.
No, I've already got it, but I need that one as well.
Yeah. I've got the CD, I've got the 8-track, I've got the cassette.
Now, this guy was tipped to win The Bachelorette because that seemed to be the aim of the game, to win rather than to find love.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Get over the line first.
But Charlie is gone now. He did cop flack in the end for appearing to be very controlling, but Charlie says he's not like that in real life.
I've laid this out to you. If it doesn't work for you, then just say so, Ali. It means you and me were never meant to be.
Okay, is that what you want me to say?
No, it's not what I want you to say.
I feel like
don't twist my words.
I'm not twisting your words. I'm trying to comprehend what you're telling me.
No, you're thinking worst-case scenario and thinking negative towards what I said.
Are you telling me what I'm feeling?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I am. So, hey, it's over. He's gone. But now that he's out, it's been revealed that Charlie is now dating Dasha, a contestant from Nick Cummins' season of The Bachelor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, so not one of Santa's reindeer.
No, she was the one who kind of on the red carpet just climbed on him and wrapped her legs around his waist and then did a bit of a push-up against his chest.
Oh, this is the honey badger when they met. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, they've moved on to find love. Good on you. And the weirdest thing about Charlie, too, is that he had an 8-year-old son and he made it this far into the, like, she's down to the final couple, like final few, and he hadn't told that he had a son yet.
Okay.
Oh.
He says the producers never let him.
Stand by to be blown away, because I think if memory serves me right, Dasha has a child.
She does.
Yes.
Gee, look at you.
Oh my God.
I'm really worried about you. You knew that.
Are you telling me what I think I know?
You retained some absolute rubbish.
I really have done. I can't remember my tax file number, but I know that.
Who the hell's Dasha? I'm lost.
Don't worry about it, Claire. You missed nothing, mate. Missed nothing. And guys, Netflix time, another recommendation if you're interested. Season 2 of The Sinner launches today. Now, season 1, if you're not familiar with it, it took us through the fictional story of an ordinary woman who committed a horrific crime in front of a bunch of witnesses.
Mm.
And it starred Jessica Biel. Bill Pullman was fantastic.
Great actors.
It's cryptic and you can put the clues together and you're sort of trying to solve the crime as you go. Season 1 really intrigued me. I won't say it's the best show I've seen, but I did really enjoy it. I binged it in about 3 days.
Mm.
It's worth a watch if that is your genre, if you like a crime drama. But season 2 launches today with a whole new story.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Your own kid killing you?
It wasn't supposed to hurt, Julian.
Something might have happened to him.
What kind of parents go on a trip and don't pack a bag for their kids?
What were they planning on doing with them?
He's so far beyond anything you can understand. You have no idea.
So it looks like the whole series is going to be, each season will be just about ordinary people committing horrific crimes and seeing how that happens. But it's on Netflix and it's called The Sinner. Okay. And that's your daily juice.
Oh, before we go, House of Cards has started. You guys know I've been obsessed with this for those five series. Robin Wright continues to be brilliant, but I know why he's not there. But just not the same without Kevin Spacey, the show.
Yeah, you ruined everything, Kevin.
So well together.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Mix 94.5's Secret Sound with ABC Blinds.
It's had the city talking over the last few weeks as we share $50,000 around Perth Mix 94.5 with Secret Sound with ABC Blinds is pretty much done and dusted.
It's done and dusted. It went off.
I'm sorry if you've just tuned in for the first time this morning, hoping that you'd get an opportunity at the 10 grand, but Justine took it out yesterday.
She did, yes.
This was the fourth and final Secret Sound after all of that money went flying. It was, $38,000 with our first three winners. But this was the Secret Sound, and this was how it went off.
What do you think the Secret Sound is?
The twisting of a Rubik's Cube.
All right, I'm going to turn to our adjudicators.
Yep.
For $10,200, does Justine have the correct answer? Yes, she does!
Justine,
you've won $10,200.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Aren't you really, really happy now that you signed up for our workplace register and I gave you a buzz?
And I'm going to sign up for everything else from now on.
That was Oh My God from Mount Pleasant, also known as Justine. Congratulations.
Oh, this has been a great Secret Sound. And, you know, I'll always say to you guys when there's a big lotto win, I always want it to be split because I don't think that any person needs $20 million.
Yes.
And that's been great about this Secret Sound because Joe from Furnacedale took out $23,600.
Yep.
Amelia from Forestfield, $12,800. Jordan from West Leaderville, $2,400. And now Justine from Mount Pleasant with $10,000. Everyone got to share it.
Yeah, nothing wrong with $2,400. I'd take that right now.
I was standing right behind Tim as the money went off yesterday with Justine, and I think she went on to say, we're so broke right now. So it was a really good result at the right time for her and her family.
That's great.
All for a Rubik's Cube.
It's Mix 94.5 Secret Sound, and it's all thanks to ABC Blinds.
But that means that we move on as we do at this stage.
The winning does not end there.
The winning never stops here at Mix 94.5. We start a new competition.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
Actually, make sure you're listening Monday because Monday morning we kick off the massive summer score with Mix 94.5 and Channel 7 News.
Yes.
How good is this?
It's great.
Sharing in 20 grand's worth of prizes and cash.
Fantastic prizes, we tell you that.
Even Captain
what are you
Paul's
giggling at,
you're
Paul?
Right there, Paul.
Just sounded funny, yeah.
You sound funny.
You sound funny.
It's on Monday. I hope you're funny in the joke a little later on.
Yeah, I am.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yeah, I can't wait for Rockstar tonight. Look, I grew tired of playing in a band that I was recently in.
Mm.
Yeah, I was playing the triangle.
Mm.
Yeah, it was just one ting after another.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for ABC Blinds Style Up for Spring Sale. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.